This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excited. It's
yes.
A Monday. It's a brand new week. Sink our teeth into all kinds of hot topics here on What's On Your Mind. I'm excited, Todd. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Bring it on.
You're not letting this weather that's coming our way. By the way, this weather that's coming, this just in, special alert from the National Weather Service Bismarck and the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. Later this week,
it's going to snow.
Winter is coming. Yeah, winter.
Let's see, we're getting close to Christmas, and it's going to snow.
It's winter.
Why are we surprised at this, folks? Come on.
It's going to snow, and the wind is going to blow. That is known as winter.
What?
Yeah.
We're
going to
have
wind?
It
just came in. Yeah. It's breaking news.
It isn't so.
Yeah. In all seriousness, there is some dense fog out there as we speak, and that'll go dense fog advisory till 11 today. And there's been a lot of that lately. Notice that? No matter what the time of day or night. So just be a little cautious if you're out there driving. But you know that. I think the vast majority of us know
that. We seem to need the reminder, though, for some folks. So. And turn your lights on. I was driving around yesterday. Daylight, but very dense fog. I couldn't believe how many people didn't have their lights on. Oh, but it's daylight. Well, yeah, but we can't see you until you hit me.
We have that debate a lot on this program, and I just kind of think that's motorist 101. If you're driving, you ought to know better.
Send everybody back, then. Maybe everybody needs to go to driver's ed every couple of, 4 years, whatever.
So would you say, 10% of people that should have had their lights on had them on, or what?
I'd say 25.
All right, so a little
easily.
Bit.
One in four, easily.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just...
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all. Anyway,
Medora, the Medora folks made their Christmas tour around North Dakota. They were in Mandan Saturday night and Sunday. Check that out yesterday.
Very nice. Okay, so welcome to a Monday. We do have some more weather coming, but it's weather in the form of winter a little later on this week where things will pick up a bit. That is just snow accumulation along with some wind. So we'll get you details on that coming up. We have at the bottom of the hour, Pam Sharp, Director of the North Dakota Office of Management and Budget. Some new revenue numbers don't look so hot. And really, this is to be expected. I mean, I think we, you budget conservatively and you anticipate that what goes up must come down, but you can't always get this exactly right. So anyway, North Dakota's revenue projections are off about 9%. Not a small number. What do we do now? We'll talk about that coming up the bottom of the hour. Next hour, a return visit from Dr. Fazia. She is a board member of the Center for Interfaith Projects and also an associate of the Islamic Society. She has been a North Dakotan. She's a Muslim who has been in North Dakota for about 20 years. She was on with us last week, had more phone calls than we had time for, and so we've invited her back to take more of your questions or comments about the Muslim faith here on the program. And, I think the best way to address all these issues is just be, upfront about it. Here's what I'm concerned about. Here's my questions. I want to know. All right? And she was very friendly in taking those calls yesterday and welcoming those calls. Not yesterday, but last week. So, anyway, we look forward to that conversation coming up here in a little bit. We are brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And North Dakota, despite the worldwide story of, the price of oil dropping, continues to be a... very busy state in producing oil and gas, continuing over a million barrels a day. Think about that. You know the average cost of drilling and completing one of those wells? $8.9 million. So those are a lot of dollars that ripple through the economy. And now over 13,000 wells. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. What's going on? Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That weather that I promised, the winter storm watch that is in effect Tuesday evening through Wednesday afternoon. And most of eastern North Dakota into northwestern and west central Minnesota, along and south of Devil's Lake to Grafton to Baudette line. They're saying like 6 p.m. Tuesday to 6 p.m. Wednesday. Snow accumulations, 4 to 8 inches. Winds, which is part of the reason this is a concern, because 4 to 8 inches of snow, that happens. But add the snow to the winds of, are you ready? North 15 to 25, gusts to 30. And you got to
really. Might actually need that snowblower. Holy cow.
Exactly right. For the second time for the year, for yours truly. It's been waiting, just sitting there. Okay, when?
Mine's,
put me in, coach.
Mine's still getting looked at, so I had to bribe my neighbor to, you know. But it's amazing the power of a case of beer, though.
So this one in front of me, by the way, what else? A winter storm watch means potential for significant snow, sleet, or ice accumulations that may impact travel. And so you have the latest there. Areas of fog through the morning in the Devil's Lake Basin with fog possible again tonight. Otherwise, no hazardous weather expected. Then Tuesday through Sunday, snow arrives Tuesday late afternoon and evening. Ends late Wednesday, 4 to 7 inches. Yeah, Thursday through Sunday, no hazardous weather is expected. That's the eastern half of the state. Much different on the west. Todd, what do you got?
It's pretty much kind of the same thing. I mean, it's, you know, the northwestern corner is going to be a little more off the hook than the rest of the state, but it really is pretty much the same thing. You know, we're in a dense fog advisory until 11. It's not as foggy in Bismarck, Mandan as it was, but there's still some dense fog, especially in the outlying areas. Then as you get into tomorrow night through into Wednesday evening, like you say, that, you know, 4 to 8 inches, and here it comes. We're going to have a white Christmas after all.
Bismarck National Weather Service saying that at this time it appears the heaviest snow accumulations will fall south and east of western and central North Dakota, but still a possibility of moderate snow accumulations, 4 to 7 inches again, same place. I think you're talking about the southwest or northwest? Across the far southwest into much of central North Dakota. So there'll be a winter storm watch there, too.
Mention about the northwest, not really. Yeah, the northwest is kind of a little off the hook on this one so far.
Yeah.
We all know how winter storms can go, though.
We will watch it all for you. Do you remember I mentioned a week ago today when we returned from New York City that we had done a little straw poll of the 60 folks that we had on the New York City trip just to take the pulse, straw poll on the presidential race? Where are you at? And Ted Cruz had led, surprised me, because I was anticipating, like all the other polls, that Trump would be up there. But Cruz was winning handily. Like, well, they were a smart bunch, because now a new Iowa poll has Ted Cruz up by 10 points in Iowa. No small number in Iowa. And also showing some real signs of a surge and momentum in a couple of national polls. Which one did I just see? I want to say CBS. Or was it NBC Wall Street Journal? I forget. But anyway,
you mean to tell me 11 months before the election we might have some jumping around?
And, of course, the ones that really matter are Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. So this Iowa poll is pretty significant because first in the nation poll for that. I haven't taken your temperature, that meaning the listeners who are listening all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and into Canada. Maybe your view has changed. Maybe your position has changed. When we've taken previous polls and done some, sort of rough math, keeping tabs, Trump has won rather handily. Rubio's done okay. Cruz has done okay. But Trump has been the winner just like he has in the national polls. So where are you at? Kind of curious if you're tracking with the momentum that Ted Cruz is picking up. But, it's become a three-way race between Trump, Cruz, Rubio. with, you know, Carson having faded but still in that top four spot amongst all of the 12 or 15. And by the way, another GOP debate happening this week as well. Last one of the year, I believe. I don't think there's another one before the end of the year. So last chance to get in on the debate. Good time to ask you that question. You tell me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Had a great time tailgating, speaking to our friends at Cloverdale. Early morning tailgating. There wasn't a ton of people. That were certainly off the normal numbers because of the early hour and a little chilly and some snow out there as well. But those that were there were mighty. And, of course, the game turned out great as well. But a great game. So thanks if you stopped by. A lot of listeners coming by to say hi. I appreciate that very much. Anyway, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline open to tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Got it? 800-228-0550. The telephone number. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Anything on your mind, let it rip. Let's talk about it here as winter comes. This just in, winter will be here this week. Stay tuned.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want. They'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Tanya for your service, 701-444-2341.
Your employees are your greatest assets. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, we're not about selling you a mortgage for a house. We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sprayers are the best. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Best warranty in the business. You know why they're the best warranty in the business? Because, this is the best built Apache in the business. And the resale value on these things are incredible. That's one of the reasons they're really good, but there's many. The 2016s are in right now. Deep discounts on the 2015s. Low interest financing available for you. And they have the ETA Ag Center, so If you have an Apache sprayer, they've got the part for it. If you have any sprayer, anything really in the ag application world, they have it. 50,000 parts on hand. You walk in a man den, boom. Fingertips, you know, just exactly what you're looking for. Same in at their Frontier location just south of Fargo. So it really works well. HighPlainsApache.com. If you want to check them out online, HighPlainsApache.com. Or stop and see them in the Mandan or exit 60 south of Fargo, Frontier, North Dakota. Ted Cruz. Have you switched horses to Ted Cruz? You like Ted Cruz? You think Ted Cruz is going to be the nominee? What's going on in Iowa? Why did he surge over Donald Trump? I want your wisdom here. Come on, tell me why. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have praised Donald Trump personally. You heard me talk good about Donald Trump in the following sort of vein, and that is he's really done a very good job, more than any other candidate in this race, of connecting with people and how fed up they are with the political class, okay? And he's a product, really, of an abysmal failure by the Republican establishment, in my mind. Okay? I know the Republican establishment having fits over Donald Trump, but that'll look in the mirror. Because the reason he's around is because people are so upset with the establishment. And what he's doing now is showing all the other candidates what you need to do to connect with voters. You need to channel their passion, their disgust, with the direction this country is going. Very good job. What he's done a poor job of, and I think I've done this sometimes at my own peril a few times, meaning some of you have not liked it, is express frustration with Donald Trump, who seems to take advantage of the fact that he can say boo and he ends up on TV. I mean, it doesn't even have to, you know, he could recite nursery rhymes and it would end up on TV. Because he's a media darling. The media loves him. He does TV well. He's a personality. He's got that persona. And in my mind, he takes advantage of that. He knows that he really doesn't have to be all that serious about this. Chris Wallace interviewed him on Fox News Sunday yesterday. It was a pretty good interview about the whole policy, if you will, the proposal, which is a little strong. It was an idea thrown out. There was a statement on the heels of what happened in San Bernardino, California, to say total shutdown of Muslims in America. Total shutdown. We're going to talk about that next hour with the Muslim American guest here on the program. Total shutdown. And doesn't really have a policy to back that up. Just says that's what it is and doesn't really get into detail. Somebody asks, well, how do you do it? How do you go about this? When he's pressed for details, he really doesn't have them. And that, in my mind, is not being serious. But so Chris Wallace interviewed him about him, did a pretty good job of fleshing all that out, and then gets a tour of his campaign headquarters. And Chris Wallace about had a cow over Donald Trump's campaign headquarters on the fifth floor of the Trump Tower in New York City. Because it looked like... you know what reminded me? The basement of our church has this little youth center where, you know, it's not, you know, it's just a couple of couches and a ping pong table. And, you know, really, it just looked like a basement that, you know, you're using that otherwise would be just full of storage. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how else to describe it to you. But put it this way, it didn't look like what you would think Donald Trump's headquarters would look like. I mean, it really was just a big open space that had been gutted. And they threw up, you know, some tables and chairs and threw out some couches and put some stuff on the wall. Really not much to it. Now, I happen to admire that about Donald Trump because I guarantee you Hillary Clinton has, you know, and most candidates would, spent a boatload of money on all kinds of fancy office furniture and tons of staff and, you know, rented expensive space. And he just took a floor they weren't using, gutted it, and said, you know, here you go. He's frugal. That's okay. I was taken by the fact that Chris Wallace was just blown away by this. He thought it was horrible. Whoa, whoa. How could that be? What? This is your office? This is it? What? You know, and even Trump was like, well, we got people in other places, and, you know, they've got offices, but trying to poo-poo it a little bit. So, anyway, it was, I thought, kind of insightful. Now, finishing my point on Trump, I'm guessing that some of this is catching up to him. In that you can only so long take advantage of the layup where you go to the media and say anything and you're on TV and really don't flesh this out, where people just say, okay, there's no more there. I don't get it. There's no, you know, you had me. I was excited about you, but you're not filling that bucket anymore. I think that's what's going on with Ted Cruz. Do you agree with me? I think Ted Cruz is seen as the guy that says things that we're thinking, but does it a little more buttoned down, a little more sort of traditional, if you will, than Donald Trump does. So that's my take on why he's doing as well as he is. I think the bloom is coming off the rose, you know, shine is coming off the bloom.
The bloom is coming off the rose. Is coming off the rose. You were doing fine.
Yeah, the bloom's coming off the rose a little bit. He was the shiny new car, the hot new thing, and you know, you drive it for a while, and it's just a car, right? So I think that's what's going on here a little bit, that's my take on why Cruz is coming up there, because he gives the establishment fits. He says what he's thinking. Just does it in a little more polished fashion. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Phil and Bismarck, what do you think?
All right.
What's going on with Cruz?
I really like Ted Cruz. I've liked him for a long time, and I'll give you three, four quick points why. First, he's by far the smartest guy in the room, by far. Second, he's been a fighter and been principled about that in taking on the Republican establishment, you know, since day one. Third, he's best debater of anybody running on either side. And fourth, and I just found this out, my sister went to Harvard Law School, and she went to school with him. I was talking to her the other week, and she didn't really agree with him, but she liked going to watch him in the debates and in the exercises because he was just that good. And that's pretty much it. If anybody's going to fight for the American people, that's the guy. Trump, as you said, been saying all the right things, really did the country a service by moving the argument. But for someone with a temperament to be president, with the smarts to be president, who's been involved in it every level, legislative.
Sure thing. Thanks, Phil. If you've moved from Trump to Cruz, whatever your reasons, Phil gave some great ones. Let us know. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're shaking off the Monday cobwebs and getting right into it today, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we refuse to be in a Monday fog. We don't have the time for it. It's just too much to do. There's no such thing as a Monday, you know, blah, North Dakota. Not even with a National Weather Service winter storm warning coming our way. No, sir, no, I shouldn't say warning. So watch, I think, at this point, right? Winter storm advisory. Yeah. What is it, Tom? That's what it is, I think. This was looking at the watch area. It goes into a good chunk of North Dakota. But we're not letting that slow us down either, by Kelly. By the way, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Just was reading through some of the notes our listeners sent in about MyPillow. Julie said, you know, not only do we all feel better and sleep better in this house, I love the fact you can machine wash these pillows and they're good for 10 years. How about that? She said, if you're debating on whether to try MyPillow, my answer is yes. Thank you, Julie. Heidi says, they wash and dry perfectly, 100% satisfied with my purchase. Donna says, comes out from the washer very nice. Would recommend to anyone. They love the machine washable and dryable MyPillow. So do I. Better mood when you wake up after a good night's sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep, which is why you want one of these. And right now, you buy four pillows, you get the... This is an incredible deal. You pay for one. Buy four pillows for the price of one. Two classic MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Buy now for Christmas, and MyPillow extends the money-back guarantee through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, we're going to talk a lot this week about presidential politics because we have a debate and we also have a surge of crews. We don't have a lot of time today to talk about it because we have Pam Sharp in a moment to crunch some budget numbers in North Dakota. We're going to talk with a guest about, it's actually part two of a conversation we started last week. We didn't get to all your calls. We asked her back, a Muslim American who's lived in North Dakota for 20 years, for her take on these attacks and what's happened and some concern about fallout to Muslim Americans from them. But if you at any point have any questions or comments, do me a favor and call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and just leave us a message because we're going to be focusing a lot of this and I want your take. Mike and Mandan, though, waited through the break and had a comment. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm going to kind of stick with Cruz. I mean, not Cruz, Trump on this deal, and I'll tell you why. This, omnibus, you know, they're going through now. The House and the Senate's debating right now. $580 billion for Department of Defense, and there's nothing in there about cost-cutting or, you know, trying to save a nickel, a penny here and there. At least $520 billion for the rest of the entitlement programs. And, you know, they got to fight for Social Security. All that stuff's got to get their piece of the pie. They took $260 billion out of Social Security and out of disability Social Security so they can fund this refugee program. And it's just crazy. And Cruz and Marco Rubio, Graham, Paul, they're all sitting senators, and nothing's done. The borders are still wide open. You know, all these people are coming in. They're spending like money like crazy, and there's no accountability. And we're supposed to trust these guys? Come on.
So you're saying the status quo, you know, is on those guys as much as it is on anybody. I get that.
Sure.
How about Trump? Have you heard enough from him to say, here's what I would do to fix it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's not going to lay all this cards out on the table. Scott, who would? I mean, he's going to give away his secrets. And a lot of it, Scott, he's playing to the low-information voters and the people out there that haven't been in politics, involved in politics for years. He's talking their language. He's getting them to come to the table. Now, when later on, when the field narrows down, the primaries start coming, then we'll take another look at it.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. And as I say, we're going to spend some time just on the horse race a little bit this week. And kind of, it's been a while since we really talked about it. And I want to get your take. Appreciate our fine listeners here on the program and where they're at on this. One more before we go to our guest on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Dennis in Coal Harbor. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling about a news report last night on the KX network and again this morning. It appears that they've got trainees or rookies giving the doggone news over the air because they don't know how to pronounce the word. Example, last night they talked about the agent general Spinsonetic. And the first time it went by me, I said, what was this now? And they repeated themselves. He has been changed from adjutant general of North Dakota to agent general. It's unfortunate that these people don't know what they're talking about, and I just wanted it to be known. They were heard.
Well, now we know. Now we know. That is that's an unfortunate mispronunciation of
Happened last night.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, there's a weekend trainee on there. And then again on their anchor this morning on the KX, son of a gun, if he didn't do it again. Somebody better hold a class and let them know what's going on.
I'm guessing they've heard about it already, Todd, but we can pass on word to our friends there, Mr. Gary.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right now, as a matter of fact.
Appreciate the call, Dennis. Yes, thank you very much. Emailer says, Tom says, Cruz appears to be the man of the same folks as Trump. Cruz appears to man of the same folks. I don't know what that means. Cruz appeals to the main of the same folks. Many, maybe saying many. Cruz appeals to many of the same folks as Trump. Plus, is extremely intelligent, conservative Republican, appeals to the Tea Party folks and the social conservative Christians. Looking pretty good, says Tom. Appreciate the call. We're gonna spend some time on that this week. So just getting in the mode, gearing you up. Pam Sharp is the director of the Office of Management and Budget in North Dakota. And North Dakota's revenues have come under projection for another month, which has prompted Director Sharp to say, time for a new budget forecast. So we want to talk about that a little bit. Pam is with us on the program on our newsmaker line to do just that. If you have any questions or comments, they're welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Email just like Tom just did there, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pam, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Good. Thanks for being here. So, first of all, revenue's down, and give us what we now know in the way of new information about where the revenues are at. Give us an update on the actual numbers.
Okay, well, as of the end of November, we're actually down $152 million for the first 5 months of the biennium, and that amounts to almost 9% below forecast. We've been tracking below for several months since August, actually, and now we got our November revenues, and we found that we are down a net $40 million for the month again, and that's what brings us to the total of the $152 million shortfall.
North Dakota's total budget is what?
Our total budget is about $6 billion.
So in the keep things in perspective category, it's a lot of money?
Yeah, $152 million is a lot of money, to be short.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but still, obviously, you know, with a $6 billion budget, a number that's manageable. correct?
Absolutely, and there are several processes available to us to manage that shortfall, and the major one being a new revenue forecast, which will determine for the whole biennium kind of what our new picture might look like. And if we find out that we are, we're $152 million short, so the question is how much more are we going to lose from our original forecast? So that's what we need to figure out. And if we get into the range of $500 million or something like that, we're going to be looking at an allotment plus being able to take some money from our budget stabilization fund, which is there for that very purpose.
All right, I want to come back to that in a minute. I've heard some grumbling about Moody's and, obviously the forecast, the revenue projections being off you say, okay, why are they off? Do you put that on the people crunching the numbers on the state and its arrangement with Moody's?
Well, here's what happened with the revenue forecast that we and Moody's did last spring. As you know, then the price of oil was dropping at that point. No one exactly knew how low it was going to go. So we had a very conservative forecast for the price of oil, which range from like the low 40s to the upper 50s for the biennium. But what Moody's did tell us that was an unknown factor and certainly a risk to the price of oil was if the Iran deal was going to happen or not. And at that point, that was last February, March, it was just kind of talk about that. It looked like a long shot, didn't look like it was going to happen. So we knew that was a downside risk to the price of the oil forecast. And that actually is what happened. And now there's all this extra oil flooding the market, bringing the price of oil down. In addition to that, we were fairly close about how many wells were going to be drilled. What we did not know and did not take into account was that all these wells were not going to be finished. And when the wells are finished and fracked, that's when most of the sales tax is generated. So right now we have 1,100 wells sitting there waiting to be finished. So at some point when they are finished, that sales tax, will be collected, but it's not going to happen until then. And that's where we're the most short is in our sales tax collections. So it's the price of oil and the fact that wells are not being finished.
Yet I've heard many times from political leaders in North Dakota that all of our eggs are not in that basket. That we're well enough diversified that we don't need to worry that, with price of oil is going to go up, price of oil is going to go down. What percentage would you say overall oil touches, if you will, of our revenue?
Well, we have done some. When you look at the whole picture, not just general funds, but all the revenue that oil brings in, it really is about 50%. However, a lot of that, just about all of the revenue for oil, goes into other baskets, not into the general fund. So by law, only $300 million of oil revenue can go directly into the general fund. However, sales tax and income taxes are impacted as well because of the activity in the oil patch driving up sales tax, and then the revenue that oil companies and employment and royalties generate that goes to income tax.
So now the plan is you have an idea of this. Obviously, it's changed for another month, and it's time to say, okay, let's do a new forecast. And then I'd like to talk a little bit when we come back from the break about the range of options, when you get the new numbers and then the range of options on dealing with it. So hang tight if you would.
Okay.
Pam Sharp is with us with a short break here. Pam is the director of the North Dakota Office of Management and Budget. Any questions or comments you have on that front, welcome as well. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm
sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
National Weather Service Bismarck has some cameras out there. Glen Ullin looks like the worst of the fog right now. This dense fog advisory goes for a little better than an hour and covers about two-thirds of the eastern half of North Dakota. Minot's cut out of it, but otherwise, you know, Botno, Beulah, Bismarck, Elgin, Lemon on the line along the west all the way into Minnesota. Lisbon as well, but the corner of down the far northeast corner, sorry, southeast corner of the North Dakota is not included, but Glen Ullin looks tough right now. Esmond looks the worst of it. Sterling not bad on 994. Jamestown not bad on 994. Garrison, Dan, Glen Ullin, and Esmond, the cameras I'm looking at that look to be the worst right now. More with Pam Sharp, North Dakota's Office of Management and Budget Director. So tell us about the process now of a new revenue forecast. I mean, will this be as a full-blown, you know, projection like the previous one?
Actually, yes, it'll be a full-blown projection, just like the previous one. It'll just be for the current biennium, however. And we've already started having conversations with Moody's and giving them some information. So the tax department is also a big player in this, and they need to send them historical data. Moody's will take all this information and put it into their models, and we'll, you know, take a look at that. We will bring in the revenue advisory group. I don't see that happening probably till after the holidays. And we'll hash it out with them and have long discussions about the price of oil and production and what it's going to do to sales tax and what's going to happen to income taxes. And hopefully we will have a final forecast mid-January or towards the end of January.
What are the options once you get the new numbers on what you do about it? First of all, there has to be some cuts before you can tap into any fund, right?
That's right. It depends on how large the shortfall is. Now, if the whole shortfall for the biennium is $300 million or less, then we're actually going to be fine because we have a cushion in our ending balance that would, you know, we would just eat into that. If it gets over $400 million, we'd have to do some kind of an allotment. If the shortfall would be $500 million or more, we would have to do the full 2.5% allotment, which would mean that every agency that gets general funds would have to cut their general fund authority down by 2.5%. They'd have to trim spending. But the one caveat is schools would not be harmed because there is a foundation aid stabilization fund that would absorb the impact of the cuts to K-12 education. But all of the rest of the general fund and general fund agencies would have to be cut by 2.5%. And then at that point, too, if it's $500 million or more, we would, after we do those cuts, we would have access to transfer the rest of the shortfall from the budget stabilization fund.
Which totals how much?
Right now, there's about $572 million. Sitting in that budget stabilization fund, so there's ample money in there, you know, to take care of any kind of revenue shortfall.
And do you continue to fill that always?
There's a statutory formula, and it's capped at 9.5% of the current budget, and the way it gets refilled is that when there is an ending balance in the general fund, anything over $65 million in the ending fund balance goes into the budget stabilization fund. So for the last several years, it has been filling up. We had many, many years where there was no money in that budget stabilization fund, but for the last, at least 10 years, it's been filling up.
One listener says the debate is not whether to cut, but whether it's 15 or 25%. Would you agree, given... 9% shortfall here, that the numbers like that would be something you would be looking at, or is that higher than you anticipate?
Well, if we had a $600 million shortfall, that would be, you know, roughly a 10% reduction in our revenues. So in that case, we'd still need to cut 2.5% and then take the rest from the budget stabilization fund. Unless I misunderstood your question.
Yeah, just what level of cuts you anticipate ultimately?
The cuts would not be more than 2.5%, and the remainder of the shortfall would come from the budget stabilization fund. So we'd be capped at 2.5%, which amounts to about $150 million in cuts. But then the about $45 million for K-12 would be funded from the foundation aid stabilization fund. So it'd be a combination of cuts and our reserve fund.
Anything else you want to tell folks?
No, I think, you know, fiscally we're still in good shape, and we've kind of, you know, prepared for this day. We knew that we would not be just going straight uphill forever, and so we have some strong reserves out there, and we've got a good process in place to deal with this. So it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. We're still doing well.
Another caller says, why just fix it when numbers are coming down? They're going to continue to go down. Wouldn't you want to cut more?
What we need to do is we just need to fill, if we have a shortfall, we need to fill that shortfall, and then that will get us through this biennium. And then next biennium is a whole new ballgame, you know, with the governor doing a new budget and the legislature passing a budget. And they may decide it may be bigger cuts than that. We don't know yet.
Got it. Makes sense. Pam, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Pam Sharp, director of the OMB in North Dakota. Muslim Americans living in North Dakota.
Like
next.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.